ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివ సమారంభాం శంకరాచార్య మధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురు చరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 329. జీవతో యస్య కైవల్యం విదేహే సచ కేవలః యత్కించిత్ పశ్యతో భేదం భయం బ్రూతే యజుశ్రుతి. సో నౌ వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం, అండ్ ఆచార్య వెరీ క్లియర్లీ టెల్స్ దట్ ఓన్లీ నిధిధ్యాసనం క్యాన్ గివ్ ఎ పర్సన్ జీవన్ ముక్తి. సో వితౌట్ ద ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం, శ్రవణ అండ్ మనన సాధనాస్ ఆర్ నాట్ కంప్లీట్ బై దెమ్సెల్వ్స్. వన్ క్యాన్ అట్ బెస్ట్ బి కాల్డ్ ఎ జ్ఞాని హూ ఈస్ ఎ వెల్ ఇన్ఫార్మ్డ్ పర్సన్ ఇన్ వేదాంత, బట్ జ్ఞాన నిష్ట ఈస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. నిధిధ్యాసనం అలోన్ విల్ కన్వర్ట్ జ్ఞానం టు జ్ఞాన నిష్ట. నౌ ద క్వశ్చన్ ఇస్, if jnanam is not converted to jnana nishta, what is the harm? Why should convert to jnana nishta at all? Otherwise, that is, without jnana nishta one will not get the benefit of jnanam. That is the reason why one has to convert jnanam into jnana nishta. Jnanam cannot give shanti, jnanam cannot give purnatvam without converting to jnana nishta. So the question is, if is one interested in only the title of a jnani, or is he interested in mental transformation? Jnani is nice title. If it's mental transformation, that is freedom from worry, freedom from anxiety, freedom from fear, depression, if all those, then one should do nididhyasana. And therefore the acharya says, jivataha కైవల్యం భవతి. జీవతః కైవల్యం భవతి త్రూ వాట్? హౌ హీ కెన్ గెట్ కైవల్యం? త్రూ నిధిధ్యాసన. కైవల్యం మీన్స్ మోక్ష. సో మెంటల్ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్ ఇస్ మోక్ష. యాజ్ కృష్ణ సెడ్ ఇన్ ద భగవద్గీత, దుఃఖేషు అనుద్విగ్నమనాహ, రిమైనింగ్ కామ్ ఇన్ ఆల్ క్రైసిస్, వాట్ ఎవర్ మే బి ది క్రైసిస్, రిమైనింగ్ కామ్ ఆల్ ది టైమ్. సుఖేషు విగత స్పృహ, and not getting lost when things are not going well. Vita raga bhaya krodaha, freedom from attachment towards everyone, even in the most intimate relationship, and therefore freedom from fear, whether I will lose this person or not, that fear always has been there. And krodaha, anger. If I want freedom from all these, then nididhyasanam becomes compulsory. If one says time is not there for nididhyasanam, better one should make time. And if one says I cannot make time at all, then the Lord will say better luck in the next janma. So jivataha kaivalyam bhavati. And not only that, Shankaracharya now says here, యస్య జీవతః కైవల్యం, హూఎవర్ హ్యాస్ జీవన్ ముక్తి, హీ అలోన్ క్యాన్ అటైన్ విదేహ ముక్తి ఆల్సో. సహా ఏవ విదేహః కేవలః సన్, సో విదేహే సతి ముక్తః భవతి. విదేహే మీన్స్ మరణ అనంతరం, అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్, ఆఫ్టర్ డ్రాపింగ్ దిస్ బాడీ, కేవలః ముక్తః భవతి, హీ విల్ బి లిబరేటెడ్ ఆఫ్టర్ దాట్. That person will not have to take another body. So yaha jivan muktaha bhavati, saha eva videha muktaha bhavati. So what do we mean by then videha mukti? Freedom from punarjanma, freedom from rebirth, and therefore better you get jivan mukti. So only after getting jivan mukti, at the time of after death, one can go to videha mukti. And if you want jivan mukti, then what is the condition? Better you do nididhyasana. That is what acharya says to the sishya. Then after showing the incentive for nididhyasana, Shankaracharya, he gives a warning also. And what is that warning? It's a negative incentive actually. If you don't practice Nididhyasanam, what will happen? Shankaracharya says, Yatkinchit Vedam Pashyetaha. If a person has a little bit of Veda, Veda is duality. Even if a little bit of Yatkinchit, a little bit of duality is there, Vedam, division. And when does this division come? When Ahankara is invoked. At that time division comes. Not only division, Vedam, Taratamya Drishtihi Cha. Taratamyam is what? I am superior, I am inferior, I am jealousy, all hatred, they all come, they all will be there. Suppose if I see only Chaitanyam all over, that is the question of big and small. So if the drishti, if the outlook is towards Chaitanyam, there is nothing like big and small. Whereas yatra yatra atma drishtihi, tatra tatra abheda drishtihi. So yatra yatra ahankara drishtihi, wherever there is ahankara invocation, tatra tatra bheda drishtihi. There one can visualize duality, bhedam, division. Whereas yatra yatra atma drishtihi, tatra tatra abheda drishtihi. There is no bheda at all when one looks at Chaitanyam. Therefore, yatkinchit bhedam pashyataha. If a person sees bhedam even a little bit, then what is the consequence? Yajuhu shrutihi bhayam brute. At once there is an insecurity problem. Ahankara is never free from bhaya, fear. Constantly there is fear of somebody's death or my own death, somebody's old age or my own old age, or losing something, some possession or the other. Ahankara is never free from fear. Vidiyadvai bhayam bhavati. When there is dvayam, two, duality, there is always bhayam. Who says that? Yajuhu shrutihi bhayam brute. Yajuhu shrutihi, that refers to the second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad. Acharya is now trying to quote from the second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad of Yajurveda. And what is the mantra there? Udaramantaram kurute. Atatasya bhayam bhavati, bhishas matvatappavate, bhishodeti suryaha. And the beauty is what? The Upanishad says, where there is duality, even God is the cause of fear only. Very strange. We think in duality, God is there to give me support and refuge. But the Upanishad strongly makes the ultimate statement. In duality, even God is the cause of fear. One may wonder, how can God cause fear? Because even though God is Srishtikarta and Stitikarta, both are wonderful. But the very same God is Layakarta also. And that is what the Lord shows in the 11th chapter, the Vishwarupa Darshana Yoga Bhagavad Gita. The Lord shows the mouths of himself, and Arjuna sees all people entering into the mouth. Bhishmo Drona Suta Putrastadaso Sahasmadiyai Rapiyodha Mukhyaihi. 7th chapter, 26th sloka. All my near and dear ones, Bhishma, Drona, all these kithankin, all of them, O Lord, in the form of Kalam, in the form of time, you are swallowing all of them. You are crushing all of them to death. And further Arjuna says, you don't seem to have any regret for that also. You seem to enjoy those dishes. Lelihyase grasamanaha. You are relishing them. Therefore, the Lord is in the terrible form of death also. As Srishtikarta, Stitikarta and Layakarta also. So, as long as one is in duality, there will be time and space. And wherever there is time and space, the Lord will act as old age, as disease, as death. And therefore, even the Lord is the cause of fear. If Bhagavan should not be the cause of fear, then what should one do? It is possible only under one condition. Even the distinction between me and the Lord, that should go away. అదృశ్యే అనాత్మ్యే అనిరుక్తే అనిలయనే అభయం ప్రతిష్టాం విందతే ఉపనిషత్ సేస్. దెర్ఫోర్ అహంకార మీన్స్ ద్వైతం, ఇన్వోకింగ్ ద్వైతం. ద్వైత మీన్స్ భయం, భేద. ద్వయం మీన్స్ వి ఆర్ థింగ్ భేదం. సో ఆత్మ మీన్స్ అద్వైతం, అద్వైతం మీన్స్ అభయం, నో ఫియర్. నౌ వన్ క్యాన్ డిసైడ్ వెదర్ వన్ వాంట్స్ టు ఇన్వోక్ అహంకార ఆర్ నాట్. దెర్ఫోర్ హీ సేస్ యత్కించిత్ భేదం పశ్యతః, విచ్ మీన్స్ ఈవన్ జీవ ఈశ్వర భేదం పశ్యతః, ద డిఫరెన్స్ బిట్వీన్ ద జీవాత్మ అండ్ పరమాత్మ. పురుషస్య పశ్యతః, పురుషస్య వన్ హూ సీస్ ద స్లైటెస్ట్ డ్యువాలిటీ, ఈవన్ యజుర్వేద మెన్షన్స్ భయం, అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ఎలాబరేటెడ్ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక దట్ వి విల్ రీడ్. శ్లోక 330. యదా కదా వాపి విపశ్చిదేశః బ్రహ్మణ్యనంతేణు మాత్ర భేదం పశ్యత్యథాముష్య భయం తదేవ యద్వీక్షితం భిన్నతయా ప్రమాదాత్. అండ్ ద్వైత దర్శనం, ది సీయింగ్ అవుట్లుక్ ఆఫ్ ద్వైతం ఇస్ ఆఫ్ టూ టైప్స్. వన్ ఇస్ ద్వైత దర్శనం ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ బిఫోర్ ద స్టడీ ఆఫ్ వేదాంత, విచ్ ఇస్ ప్యూర్లీ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. And then there is a second Dvaita Darshanam, which is after the study of Vedanta, and that is called Dvaita Vasana, because of habits, habitual tendencies. And Shankaracharya says, both will create equal amount of samsara. Whether it is Dvaita Vasana due to habitual tendencies, or whether it is Dvaita Darshanam due to ignorance, both will create same amount of samsara. Therefore, after the study of Vedanta, if Dvaita Vasana has to go away, the only remedy is what? Don't stop with the study alone. Shravanam alone is not adequate. But continue to dwell on the teaching until one is completely soaked in that. That is why, because the Acharya, he uses the word vipaschit. Vipaschit means even a learned person who has done Shravanam. This is based on actually the Taittiriya Vakyam there here also. So, Tatveva Bhayam Vidushaha Vidusho Manvanasya Vidushaha Amanvanasya. Vidushaha means one who has done Shravanam and Mananam. That is not enough. One has to commit to Nididhyasanam also. If one does not do that, what happens? What is the tragedy? He says, Vipaschit. Vipaschit means a Shravana Manana Kartha. But not a Nididhyasana Karta. And what is the Nididhyasana, what is Nididhyasana Karanam then? What is that action? How do you do Nididhyasanam? Whatever is the source of one's mental agitation, one has to deliberately falsify and disown that. One has to tell, it is Mithya, it is Asatyam. Whether it is a person, whether it is a situation, whether it is an object, one should be able to discount all of them as mithya. It is mithya. It is only nama rupa. I am asangaha atma, not related to anyone in creation. The moment relationships are invoked, then what really is invoked? Ahankara is invoked. Therefore, one has to deliberately falsify and negate all relationships. పితా నైవ మే నైవ మాతా న జన్మ న బంధుర్ న మిత్రం గురు నైవ శిష్య. అన్లెస్ ఐ డెలిబరేట్లీ నెగేట్ దమ్ ఆల్, పితా మాత జన్మ బంధు మిత్ర గురు శిష్య ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, ఇఫ్ ఐ డోంట్ డెలిబరేట్లీ నెగేట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దమ్, సంసార విల్ అఫ్లిక్ట్ ఎ పర్సన్. సో హీ సేస్ యదా కదా అపి భేదం పశ్యతి, సంబంధం పశ్యతి, my home, my people, my money, my position, if a person, if he looks at all of them, anumatramapi, even a little bit of duality and sambandha is seen, yadakadapi, whenever, the moment it is invoked, worry will come. So, yadakadapi vipaschit, even for a Vedantic student of years of time learning, this anumatrabhedam, Anumatra means this little bit of Vedam, that is also based on the Yajushruti, Yajurvedam, that was mentioned in the previous shloka, and that is Udaramantaram Kurute Atatasya Bhayam Bhavati. He gets fear. The word Udaram means Anumatram here. The what is meant as ఉదరం ఇన్ ది ఉపనిషద్ దట్ ఈస్ హియర్ గివన్ అస్ అను మాత్రం అండ్ అనంతరం ఇస్ ద వర్డ్ యూస్ దేర్ ఉదరమంతరం కుడితే దట్ ఈస్ ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ అస్ భేదం అండ్ ఉదరమంతరం ఈజ్ ట్రాన్స్లేటెడ్ టు యాజ్ అణు మాత్ర భేదం ఈవెన్ ఎ లిటిల్ బిట్ ఆఫ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ ఈవెన్ ఎ లిటిల్ బిట్ ఆఫ్ డివిజన్ అండ్ ది ఇంటెన్సిటీ ఆఫ్ వరీ ఈజ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ ప్రపోర్షనల్ టు ది ఇంటెన్సిటీ ఆఫ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ ది ఇంటెన్సిటీ ఈజ్ ఇండికేటెడ్ బై వాట్ బై ద నంబర్ ఆఫ్ అవర్స్ వన్ ఇన్వోక్స్ ద రిలేషన్షిప్ దర్ఫోర్ అణు మాత్ర భేదం పశ్యతి వేర్ అనంతే బ్రహ్మణి in that brahman where there is no division at all if a person sees division that is where there is no division even if he sees a little bit division then what are the divisions that I am seeing only nama rupa divisions I see which are mithya divisions they are superficial divisions only brahman does not have any divisions at all then what is the consequence Pashyati, he sees duality. Even if there is a little bit of Vedam, he sees duality. Atha, Atha means Tada. So it is a correlative of Yada. So Yada Pashyati Tada. Atha means Tada. So Amushya Bhayam Bhavati. For that person, there will be fear, Bhayam. If the person is very nice person, for example, the fear will be such a nice person I may lose. That's what I will think. For example, the relationship. The person is a nice person. What will be my fear? I may lose such a person. But if the person is a terrible person, that relationship, then I will be worried that he will come to me sometime. So either by way of arrival or either by way of departure, the world causes sorrow. The world will cause one pain as long as one sees it as world. Then better see is at what? బ్రహ్మార్పణం బ్రహ్మహవిహి బ్రహ్మాగ్నౌ బ్రహ్మణాహుతం చాప్టర్ 4 సో లుక్ అట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్ యాజ్ చైతన్యం ఓన్లీ ఫ్రమ్ ది వేవ్ యాంగిల్ అరైవల్ అండ్ డిపార్చర్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ వాటర్ నెవర్ అరైవ్స్ వాటర్ నెవర్ డిపార్ట్స్ సో చేంజ్ ద దృష్టి ద విషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వేవ్ టు ది వాటర్ సో అముష్య దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ద వైస్ మ్యాన్ దర్ ఇస్ ఫియర్ విపశ్చితః భయం భవతి అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఫియర్ యత్ భిన్నతస్య భిన్నతయా వీక్షితం తదేవ భయం భవతి దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఈస్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్ యత్ భిన్నతయా వీక్షితం ఇఫ్ ద ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఈస్ సీన్ యాజ్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ మీ అండ్ హౌ ఇట్ ఇస్ ద సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్ దెన్ ఈదర్ ఇట్ కాసెస్ దట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ కాసెస్ ఫియర్ బై వే ఆఫ్ అరైవింగ్ or by way of departing. If I lose that object, which was dear to me, it causes me anxiety and worry. Money, for example, arrival causes money. If money arrives, we are happy. The moment money departs, it causes fear. Whereas disease, when it arrives, it causes fear. When it departs, it causes happiness. So any object in the world, by arrival or departure, will cause fear. And because ignorant man seeing duality is understandable. For example, you know, why this wrong darshanam? Why should somebody have such a wrong vision? Why this wise man, you know, he sees duality at all, even though he is wise? Because ignorant man seeing duality is understandable. Why this wise man also sees duality? Here the Upanishads talk about the wise man seeing duality. Vipaschit is the word used. Shankara gives the reason. Pramadhat. He is a wise person, all right, but he has not done sufficient nididhyasanam to assimilate the wisdom. Here, wise man means what? Jnani, but not jnana nishtaha. We already spoke about all this in the previous webinars. And if jnana nishta is not there, pramadhat, by habit, by negligence, by viparita bhavana, the relationship will be reminded again and again. In the class, the person will tell, everybody is Brahman. Everything is Chaitanya only. But when the Vyavahara starts, Brahman is forgotten. The wife, husband, child, money, home, office, they all come back. So everything becomes Nama Rupa Pradhana. Therefore, by habit, sorrow also comes. So Pramadhat. Pramadhat means Viparita Bhavanaya. సో ఎది ప్రమాదాత్ భిన్నతయా వీక్షితం సతేవ భయం భవతి. భయం భవతి, వి హావ్ టు సప్లై అగైన్. సో దర్ ఆర్ టూ సెంటెన్సెస్ నౌ. వన్ ఇస్ యదా ద్వైతం వీక్షితం తదా భయం భవతి. సో వేర్ ఎవర్ డ్యువాలిటీ ఈస్ సీన్ దర్ ఇస్ భయం, అండ్ వెన్ ఎవర్ వన్ సీస్ డ్యువాలిటీ దర్ ఇస్ ఫియర్. అండ్ ద సెకండ్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ సీన్ యాజ్ డిఫరెంట్ దెన్ దట్ ఈస్ ద కాస్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్. బోత్ సెంటెన్సెస్ హస్ టు బి సీన్. శ్లోకా 331. శ్రుతి స్మృతి న్యాయ శతైర్ నిషిద్ధే దృశ్యేత్రయ స్వాత్మమతిం కరోతి ఉపైతి దుఃఖోపరి దుఃఖ జాతం నిషిద్ధ కర్తా సమలిం లుచోయత. నో శంకరాచార్య, హీ వాంట్స్ టు రిమైండ్ ద వాయిస్ మ్యాన్ హావింగ్ యూ స్టడీడ్ వేదాంత వెరీ వెల్. హీస్ ఆస్కింగ్ హిమ్, వై ఆర్ యూ షెడ్డింగ్ టియర్స్? Therefore he says, Shruti Smruti Nyaya Shatair Nishidhe. During your Shravanam and Mananam, this body has been negated. This body has been falsified as mere Nama Rupa, as not substantial, unreal entity. Here, Drishyam means Anatma, especially the body Anatma. So this Drishya Shariram, the body that you see, Nishiddham, that has been negated by pointing out you are not the body. It is only an incidental Nama Rupa that has arrived. It has been done with the help of what? Shruti Pramanam. In Taittiriya Upanishad, Panchakosha Viveka was done. You are not the body. Anyontra Atma Pranamayaha. Anyontra Atma Manomayaha. All those analysis were done all in great detail. And each one has been negated. Not only Shruti has negated, Smriti also has negated. Smriti here refers to Bhagavad Gita. Krishna has repeatedly said, you are not the Dehaha, you are not the body, but you are the Dehi, you are the Atma. Na hanyate, hanyamane sharire. Kalam will destroy the body. It's only body, is only a shell. Vasamsi jirnani yata vihaya. Body is like a dress. Once it is old, it will be dropped. But you are the Dehi, the Chaitanyam, which is Nityam, which is eternal. So Veda has said, Gita has said, and Nyaya Shataihi, we have given enough reasonings also, Nyaya, to prove what? You are not the body. To prove that you are not the body, we have given enough logic. And what is the main reasoning that is given? It is the Drik Drishya Viveka Nyayaha. We have seen this also. We have mentioned about this also earlier. It is called Drik Drishya Viveka Nyaya. The experiencer is different from the experienced. I am the experiencer. Body is what I am experiencing. And therefore, it should be different from me. So, Shruti, Smriti, Nyaya Shataihi. Shataihi, hundreds of logics. Hundreds of logic here means hundreds of classes, slokas, sessions, CDs. All those recordings, all of them, they all have repeatedly shown Nishidde has been negated. And in the Viveka Chudamani itself, Acharya has said earlier that body is Malabhandam. What is needed more than that? The body contains such things which when they come out, one does not want to even go near. But the very same stuff we carry all the time. So Acharya's aim is what? To create vairagya in whatever way possible, at least by disgust, will one give up this abhimana, this attachment, the identification with the body. So, tyajatam malabhandavat, he said in Viveka Chudamani itself, really, we have seen that. Therefore, shruti, smriti, nyayashataihi, nishidde, drishye, in this body. One should have this attitude with this body. స్వాత్మామతిం కరోతి, స్వాత్మమతిం కరోతి. దిస్ ఆర్ దీస్ పీపుల్ హు హ బాడీ అభిమాన, హు హ బాడీ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్, స్ట్రాంగ్ ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ ద బాడీ. అహం ఇతి బుద్ధి, అండ్ దిస్ అభిమాన ఇస్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఫార్ టూ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్. అజ్ఞాని ఆల్సో హ్యాస్ గాట్ దేహాభిమాన, అండ్ ఈవన్ ఏ జ్ఞాని అంటిల్ హీ గెట్స్ జ్ఞాన నిష్ట బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వాట్? Because of vasanas. దట్స్ వాట్ అహంకార వాసన వి సెట్ విపరీత భావన ఆర్ నెగ్లిజెన్స్ హీ హస్ గాట్ అభిమాన విత్ ద బాడీ అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద కాన్సిక్వెన్స్ హౌ టు నో వెదర్ ఐఎమ్ జ్ఞాని ఆర్ వెదర్ ఐఎమ్ ఎ జ్ఞాని ఆర్ ఎ జ్ఞాన నిష్ఠ దిస్ వీ హవ్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఎర్లియర్ ఆల్సో వి హ్యావ్ టు మానిటర్ త్రీ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ వాట్ ఆర్ దోస్ త్రీ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ వెన్ ఎవర్ నెగటివ్ రియాక్షన్స్ ఆర్ దేర్ observe the frequency of them, how frequent one get all these negative reactions, and then observe the intensity of them at body level, at verbal level, at mental level. Observe the intensity of them and the recovery period from any dukkham, how long it takes to come back to your original state whenever some dukkham strikes. And by watching these three factors, namely the frequency of occurrence, the intensity and the recovery period, one can see whether one is journeying towards jnana nishtha or not. Closer to jnana nishtha one is, more reduced will be all these three factors. And as long as jnana nishtha has not come, dukkha upari dukkha jatam bhavati, over and over, sorrow after sorrow, anger after anger, depression after depression, worry after worry, over and over again they come in quick frequencies. He is generally unhappy. Now and then he is happy also. It will become like that. This will be the condition. But an expert in Vedanta, he has done Shravanam Mannam, he knows Aham Brahmasmi, he can even teach to people, all that he can do. Shankara asks, what is the use? So, dukkopari dukkha jatam upaiti. Like what? Nishiddha karta malim luchaha yatha. Like a person of any wrong action. Nishiddha karta means a person doing wrong action. In this context, the wrong action is what? Deha abhimana. Association with the body, identification with body. So, deha abhimana karta. The one who identifies with the body, he suffers. Like a person who does any nishiddha karma. And an example is given from Shastra itself, and that is malim luchaha. Malim luchaha means a thief, a robber. One who has stolen, choraha, stenaha. He is called malim luchaha. The literal translation is what? Malisan malochati iti malim luchaha. So, mlochati. So, malimsan mlochati. Iti malim luchaha. The one who moves about with a negative intention. He is called malim luchaha. Mali means negative intention. Dirty. Malam, malam, malam asya asti iti mali. So, malam means mental impurity here. And luchaha means one who moves about. So, a robber alone, a burglar, he alone moves about with a negative motive. You know, who will be sleeping, what time I can go and, you know, break into the house, who is out of town, all that he looks at. So, a malim luchaha, like a thief, such a person will suffer. And what is the thief example here to do? It comes from the Chandogya Upanishad. In the Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, towards the end, that is called the Taskara Drishtanta. Taskara is a thief, so Taskara Drishtanta. So the Chandogya Upanishad, it uses the word Taskaraha. Taskaraha means Malim Luchaha. There is a story in Chandogya Upanishad which is given in the next shloka that we will read. Shloka 332. Satya Abhisandana Rato Vimuktaha Mahatvam Atmiyam Upaiti Nityam Mithya Abhisandana Ratastu Nashyed దృష్టం ఎదేతద్యతోచౌరచౌరయోః. ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ దట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది చాందోక్య ఉపనిషత్ దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ గివన్ హియర్ హియర్ దట్ ద సీనరీ ఇస్ వాట్ ద సీన్ ఇస్ ఎ పర్సన్ ఈస్ బ్రాట్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ అ కింగ్ విత్ అన్ అక్యుసేషన్ దట్ హీ హెస్ స్టోలన్ సంథింగ్ హీ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ అక్యూజ్డ్ ఆఫ్ స్టీలింగ్ ఇట్ హెస్ నాట్ బీన్ ప్రూవ్డ్ యట్ దర్ఫోర్ ద కింగ్ వాంట్స్ టు ఫైండ్ అవుట్ whether the accusation is true or not. So he asks his attendants to bring a hot iron rod. This is those days. Hot iron rod. It is called tapta parashuho. Literally, parashu means an axe made of iron. So we can take any iron material, iron rod, as tapta parashuho. That is why this example also is called తప్త పరశు దృష్టాంత ఆర్ తస్కర దృష్టాంత, బోత్ ఆర్ కరెక్ట్. అండ్ ద హాట్ రాడ్ దట్ ఈస్ కెప్ట్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పర్సన్ అండ్ ద కింగ్ ఆస్క్ ద క్వశ్చన్ టు ద అక్యూస్డ్ పర్సన్. నౌ ద అక్యూస్డ్ హ్యాస్ టు మేక్ ఎ స్టేట్మెంట్, డిడ్ యూ స్టీల్ ఆర్ నాట్, దట్స్ వాట్ ద కింగ్ ఆస్క్డ్. అండ్ ది అక్యూస్డ్ హ్యాస్ టు మేక్ ఎ స్టేట్మెంట్ వెదర్ ఆర్ నాట్ హీ హ్యాడ్ స్టోలన్. నార్మలీ నో అక్యూస్డ్ విల్ అక్సెప్ట్ ది అక్యూసేషన్. జనరలీ నో అక్యూస్డ్ విల్ అక్సెప్ట్ ది అక్యూసేషన్, దర్ ఫోర్ హీ విల్ సే ఐ ఎమ్ నాట్ అ థీఫ్. నౌ దిస్ స్టేట్మెంట్ విల్ బి ఎయిదర్ ట్రూ ఆర్ అన్ట్రూ, విచ్ నో వన్ నో, ఓన్లీ ద థీఫ్ విల్ నో. సో ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ఎయిదర్ సత్యం ఆర్ మిథ్యా స్టేట్మెంట్. Now the king says, we will soon prove it. You have to hold the tapta parashu in your hand, the hot iron rod you should hold in your hand. And what is the belief then? The belief is, if the statement that the burglar made is true, the very truth will give him insulation protection. Satyam is capable of insulating a person, that is the belief those days. And when he takes the tapta parashu, the hot rod, it will not burn him if he tells the truth. And what is protecting him then? The satya. Not only he will not be burnt by the parashu, the king will glorify him also and he will be released. He will get freedom. So there are two things. Number one, first one, he won't be burnt. And the second one, he will be released also. So, adhaha hacha or తప్త నివృత్తి తాప నివృత్తి హీ చే ముక్తి హీ చే బోత్ హీ గెట్ తాప నివృత్తి ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ బర్నింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ముక్తి హీ ఆల్సో గెట్స్ ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇంప్రిజన్మెంట్ సో దీస్ ఆర్ ద టూ ఫలమ్స్ ఫార్ వన్ హూ ఈస్ సత్య అభిసంధ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ది సత్య అభిసంధ వి గేవ్ ఆల్ దిస్ స్టోరీ హీఈస్ కమిటెడ్ టు ట్రూత్ సత్య అభిసంధ మీన్స్ ద వన్ హూ ఈస్ కమిటెడ్ టు ట్రూత్ అండ్ సపోజ్ ద స్టేట్మెంట్ హీ మేక్స్ ఇస్ ఫాల్స్ which cannot serve then as a protection. So the moment he takes the tapta parashu, he will be burned. Therefore, the first problem is tapaha, burning. And not only that, the king will imprison him also. So now the Upanishad gives this example to a person who says, aham jivaha asmi. If a person says, I am the body, I am not Paramatma, I am the body. If a person says, Aham Jivaha Asmi, so instead of claiming Aham Brahma Asmi, suppose one claims Aham Jivaha. Now the Upanishad asks the question, which one is Satyam and which is Mithya? Here, the Tapta Parashu is the word of the world of duality. The world of duality is like the hot iron rod, which we all embrace, the hot iron. The Aham Jivaha person also embraces the world. Aham Brahmasmi person also embraces the world. And the Upanishad says that whoever claims Aham Brahmasmi and comes in contact with the world, he will have Tapa Nivrittihi. The world, the Tapta Parasho, the hot iron rod, the world will not create Trivida Tapam, three types of burning it will not create to him. So here Tapaha means ఆధ్యాత్మిక, ఆది భౌతిక అండ్ ఆది దైవిక దుఃఖం. ఆధ్యాత్మిక విసార్ దట్ ఇస్ వై ఇన్ ద శాంతి మంత్ర వి రిసైట్ శాంతి త్రీ టైమ్స్, ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. వన్ శాంతి ఇస్ ఫార్ ఆది దైవిక దుఃఖం, ఫ్రీడమ్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్. ఐ వాంట్ పీస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ అఫ్లిక్షన్ కాస్ట్ బై ద దేవతాస్. అండ్ ఆది భౌతిక, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ అఫ్లిక్షన్స్ కాస్ట్ బై ద ఎన్వైరన్మెంట్ ఫార్ ఆల్ ది థింగ్స్ అరౌండ్. And Adhyatmika, afflictions caused by my own self. For example, I want to come to the class. I may have temperature. I may have cold. I may not be well. Adhyatmika. Or when they come on the road, driving on the road, there might be some accident. Something could happen. The car might break down. She has no control. Adi Baudhika. And Adi Devika. It could be raining very bad. There could be so much of other problems. So all these afflictions, so freedom from all these three vidha tapam. So the threefold dukkham, they will not burn such a person who claims Aham Brahma Asmi, even though he is in contact with the world. And what is the truth? Aham Brahma Asmi is the truth. Whereas whoever says I am Jivaha Asmi, I am so and so. He gives the bio data from his date of birth, my Gotra, my Sutra, my Nakshatra, my Sharma, my Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, all kinds of things, officer, not officer, Kayastha, father, son. Now this statement is true or false, how to know? Try to interact with the world as a Jiva, because Jivatvam is false. That statement being false, that false idea cannot give, act as the kavacham, as a protection. What is the proof for that? Every interaction with the world will give you tapam, whether you are home or at work, everywhere tapam, because we are not protected. Because we are holding on to aham jivaha asmi notion. Therefore, if you want to enjoy jivan mukti, be satyabhisandaha, which is aham brahmasmi. That's what is said in the shloka, satyabhisandaha. And don't be anrithabhisandaha, which is aham ahankaraha asmi, ahankarosmi. Don't invoke ahankara. That is the essence of the shloka. So he says, Satya Abhisandhana Rataha, the one who is committed to Satyam, Satya Abhisandhana, constant remembrance, commitment all the time, like a Tambura Shruti for the musician. We have given this example earlier. Throughout his music program, even though the musician is engaged in all kinds of ragas, talas, pallavis and all that thing, throughout in the background, he has the Tambura Shruti. So that is Abhisandhanam or Anusandhanam. For such a person, Vimuktaha, he will never be imprisoned in another physical body. He will get Videha Mukti also. Existing in physical body is imprisonment because we are confined to the body. Not only that, Atmiyam Nityam Mahatvam Upaiti. That person claims the glory, which is ever his glory, which is his natural glory. Like the person who was accused, he was satyabhisandaha. Even though there was a temporary blemish, people accused him of having stolen something. And when he is released, he claims his own original glory, that he is satyasandaha. He is not a thief. So that he can claim that. So, Atmiyam Nityam Mahatvam Upaiti. Nityam should go with Mahatvam. He claims, whereas Mitya Abhisandhana Rataha, that person in whom Brahman remains subdued, Aham Brahmasmi is subdued, whereas Ahankara remains dominant, the individuality, the personality, that is dominant. For such a person, Nashyet, he will be spiritually, emotionally nashyet, he will be destroyed. He will face samsara. So, sandhana ratastu nashyet. And what is the example? Tadu etatu drishtam. These two cases are seen from again the example of the Chandogya Upanishad, which is achaura chaurayoho. Achauraha means a non-stealer. Chaura, chaura, both are okay. So, chauraha is the one who didn't steal. Non-stealer, achauraha. That's a truthful person. And chauraha, the one who has stolen, the stealer. So when achaura says, when he says he is not a thief, he is protected because he tells satyam. When the chaura says he is achauraha, then the very falsehood that destroys him. Very falsehood destroys the person. It is like the lie detector of those days, olden days. Now we have got lie detector machines now these days, you know. When a person tells a lie, there is some strain created in the mind because of the incongruity of the fact and the statement. So in the body language itself, there is a discomfort for such a person. So the mental strain is expressed at the level of the physical body. Based on that principle, they have these lie detectors and all these days. Those days it was the hot iron rod. Of course, one should not try all this hot iron rod thing at home, but that is what the practice those days. Shloka 333. Yeti rasadanusandhim bandhahetum vihaya స్వయమయమహమస్మీత్యాత్మదృత్యైవతిష్ఠేత్ సుఖయతి నను నిష్టా బ్రహ్మణి స్వానుభూత్యా హరతి పరమ విద్య కార్య దుఃఖం ప్రతీతం. సో నౌ నిధిధ్యాసనం ఈజ్ ట్రయింగ్ టు మేక్ అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి ప్రామినెంట్ ఇన్ మై లైఫ్ దాన్ అహంకారోస్మి. అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి హస్ టు బికమ్ ప్రామినెంట్ అండ్ ది అహంకార మమకార దే షుడ్ బికమ్ లెస్ ప్రామినెంట్. దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ద జాబ్ ఆఫ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం. దే షుడ్ బి టూ ఇన్సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ టు డిస్టర్బ్ ది అహంకార అండ్ మమకార. అండ్ ఫార్ దిస్ ప్రాక్టీస్ ద శాస్త్ర గివ్స్ అన్ ఆప్షన్ టు ఎ పర్సన్ టు చేంజ్ హిస్ ఆర్ హర్ లైఫ్ స్టైల్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇఫ్ వన్ వాంట్స్. అండ్ ద ఆప్షనల్ చేంజ్ ఇస్ వాట్ టు టేక్ ఇన్ టు సన్యాస ఆశ్రమ. వన్ క్యాన్ బికమ్ అ సన్యాసి ఇన్ విచ్ ది వాట్ ఈస్ అడ్వాంటేజ్ ద స్కోప్ ఫార్ ఇన్వోకింగ్ అహంకార ఈస్ మచ్ లెస్ కంపేర్డ్ టు ఎ గ్రహస్థ. Because the husband I, the wife I, the father I, the employer I, all those things, he braves all of them. In short, this sannyasi, he removes as many roles from him as possible and confining to a minimum role. He is a devotee of the Lord. He is a shishya or a guru, only that much. Other than that, there is no other sambandha, no other relationship. Therefore, the scope of ahankara invocation, that becomes limited for a sannyasi. And here, Shankaracharya, he talks about such a sannyasi, and therefore he uses the word yatihi. Yati means a sannyasi. And since this is optional, a grahastha also can do nididhyasanam, but grahastha has to put extra effort compared to a sannyasi, so he may require more time for nididhyasana. In fact, the tragedy is what? Sannyasi does not require much nididhyasana, but he has all the time on earth. The grahastha requires more nididhyasana, but he has no time at all. Why he requires more nididhyasana? Because he is invoking, I am husband, I am wife, I am father, I am employer, I am officer, all that. So all these come under ahankara. Therefore, a grahastha needs మోర్ నిధిధ్యాసనం. న మృత్యుర్న శంకా నమే జాతి భేదః పితానైవ మేనైవ మాతాన జన్మాన బంధుర్న మిత్రం గురువునైవ శిష్యః. ఆల్ దట్ హీ హస్ టు ఇన్వోక్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ అండ్ టు గెట్ నెగేట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. సో యాజ్ ద ఎగ్జాంపుల్ దే గివ్, ఇఫ్ యూ టర్న్ ద రోప్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ టు ద రైట్ హ్యాండ్ సైడ్ 100 టైమ్స్ టు మేక్ ద రోప్ టు నార్మల్ లెవెల్, వన్ హ్యాస్ టు టర్న్ ఇట్ టువర్స్ ద లెఫ్ట్ హ్యాండ్ సైడ్ యాజ్ మెనీ టైమ్స్, 100 టైమ్స్. Therefore, every time one says, I am father, it has to be compensated by saying, I am not father. Because that is the truth. Father is only, and fatherhood, they are all namarupa, they are all incidental, they belong to the incidental temporary body. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, a nididhyasaka, who should be either an yati or a sannyasi or other ashrami, for example, grahastha or somebody, or vanaprasthi, asad, anusandhim vihaya, he gives up the ahankara invocation as much as possible. Asad, ahankara, invocation means what? Nourishing by repeated thinking of the relationship, which is called here asad. Asad is mithya. So mithya anusandhim, so mithya deha abhimanam vihaya, association with the body, identification with the body vihaya, he gives up totally. Or if he cannot give up, he regularly neutralizes by extra nididhyasanam. It is like some people, you know, they want to observe to maintain certain weight of the body or whatever it is. One day they like some extra, some sweets or something like that, sugar at some level they want, so they took some extra chocolate or whatever. So that day they work more, you know, they go to the treadmill and maybe and walk for another half an hour to make sure that that is also burnt, to maintain whatever their actual goal is. So this person, he has to try to regularly neutralize by doing extra nididhyasana. And why it should be neutralized? Because bandha hetum, ahankara invocation means bondage. It is actually adjective to anusandhihi in this shloka. So a sannyasi, a nididhyasaka, he gives up ahankara invocation, which is the cause of bondage. And then what does he do? Swayam, I am, aham asmi iti tishtet. He neutralizes that ahankara by invoking what? I am aham asmi. I am refers to Paramatma here. I am Paramatma. I am Sakshi. I am Brahman. I am not Ahankara. Iti Atma Drishtya Eva Tishtet. He should ever remain in Atma Drishtihi. Atma Drishtihi or Atma Jnanam. That should be there behind his mind all the time. Like the Tambura Shruti. It should be there behind the mind all the time. Because I am Nitya Shuddha. I don't have Punyam. I don't have Papam. Na Punyam, na Papam, na Saukhyam, na Dukkham. Chidananda Rupaha. Shivoham. Shivoham. Should be there all the time. How can I develop depression with this kind of knowledge? When that knowledge is there all the time, Shivoham, Shivoham, Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham. How can depression ever even touch such a person? They can never go together. So depression and this can no go, Ahankara and this can never go together. So Sukhayati, it releases from all strains. He is released from all kind of strain because of Sva Anubhutya, because of the experience or owning up of Purnatvam, which this knowledge gives. Aham Brahmasmi knowledge gives that Purnatvam. So Sva Anubhuti, Purnatva Anubhuti, Jnana Phala Anubhuti. That's what he is getting. Because of the Purnatvam, the fulfillment that it gives. Not only that, Avidya Karya Dukkam Harati. Not only it gives Ananda, it eliminates sorrow also. Avidya Karya Dukkam Harati. It eliminates Harati. When the whole world thinks that I have enough reason to be unhappy. In fact, some people even point out, oh, you have this problem and that problem. Yes, you have to get your daughter married, your son educated, all blah, blah, blah. So that is all so difficult for you. They even empathize with you. They keep on invoking Ahankara for me. But nothing affects me so long as I don't invoke Ahankara myself. Therefore, Avidya Karya Dukkam Harati. Removes the sorrow which is the product of Avidya. Avidya Karyam, ignorance. Avidya Karyam Dukkam. The product of Avidya is Dukkam. Which is what? Pratitam. Which is only a notion. Sorrow is not a fact. But it's only a notion which we have generated by repeated wrong thinking. And we are experts in generating the impossible actually, as Swamiji says. We go on thinking. Suppose such and such a thing happens tomorrow. I am always worried. Oh, if this happens that way, this way, that way. Then if psychologists, they always say, you know, 70% of our worries are based on certain future events which will never happen. Therefore, he uses the word pratitam, appearing sorrow, not real sorrow, appearing sorrow. It is a worked up emotion. It's a built up sorrow. It's a superimposed pain. And that dukkam harati. And how does it destroy? Param harati. Totally. Atyantam. Absolutely it eliminates. It is not a temporary forgetfulness of sorrow. It is not an escapism from sorrow. Like for example, going to a movie. A person, you know, to forget the sorrow, he goes to a movie. Because the hero in the movie has got more sorrow than me. So I have I shine by contrast there perhaps. But the problem is what? One has to come back home. One cannot be in the theater forever. All other methods are only palliative, temporary life only. Whereas Atma Jnanam will totally eliminate all these kinds of sorrow. Shloka 334. Bahyanu sandhi parivardayet phalam. Durvasanameva tatastatodikam jnatva vivekaihi parihritya bahyam svatmanusandhim vidadhita nityam. So on the other hand, if I don't invoke my real nature, aham brahmasmi, I will constantly think of the bahya anatma only, the external world. And what damage will it cause? It will cause to me. He reminds, Bahya Anusandhihi, obsession with the Bahya Padarthas, all these external things, beginning from the very physical body, obsession with the family, with my business, with anything else. They gradually get more reality than they deserve. Like the dream, for example. what is the present thought, that alone becomes a dream. Dream is also nothing but my own thoughts only. But because of my waking repetition alone, it comes in dream. And when it comes in dream, it has become more real. Whatever my own thought became more real. The waker has become what? Unreal. The dreamer, dream is becoming real. So look at, to what extent it can drag a person. I, the comfortable waker, who is now sleeping very much nicely in the bed, I become weak. And the dream nightmare, that has become so strong. And that the nightmare can disturb me throughout the waking state also. Even after waking up, I'm still thinking of the dream. And we have to do special chanting of so many stotras. Anjaneya stotra, that stotra, this stotra. All for what? I am afraid. Of what? Afraid of my dream. Which is what? My own thought. So a thought which cannot harm me at all, that becomes so real to disturb me. This reality, which is generated by repeated thinking, is called anusandhihi. In this shloka, this is called anusandhihi, which we are translating as obsession or passion or involvement, getting lost in that thought. So this bahya anusandhihi durvasanam palam parivartayet. It will increase the consequence of ahankara vasana. Because with respect to every external object, a corresponding ahankara has to be invoked. If it is family obsession, I have to invoke father, I, mother, I, child, I, wife, I, husband, I. There is a corresponding ahankara. Similarly, business I means what? There is a corresponding designation. I am the CEO, I am the managing director, I am officer, I am employee, all that. So every anatma outside invokes a corresponding ahankara, which Shankaracharya calls as durvasana here. And why it is durvasana? Because aham brahmasmi is the fact. So I am so and so asmi is durvasana. Then aham brahmasmi is the fact. If I think I am father asmi, son asmi, that is durvasana. It nourishes. And how much? Tataha, tataha, adhikam. More and more it nourishes the ahankara tree that becomes stronger and stronger. Adascha urvancham parashritaha tasya shakaha. Prashritaha tasya shakaha. Krishna said. So vast is the ahankara tree. And therefore, what should one do? Knowing these consequences, jnatva, knowing them, having discerned and understood the consequences of ahankara invocation, bahyam parihritya vivekaihi. So vivekaha means here a discriminative person. Here viveka, we have to carefully understand this. Normally viveka means discrimination. But here it does not refer to discrimination, but the person who have discrimination. The viveki is ityartha. So viveki bihim bahyam parihritya. Having reduced the obsession with anatma, swatma anusandhim vidadita. It should be replaced with atma anusandhihi. Atma anusandhanam, which is otherwise nididhyasanam. Therefore, may you practice nididhyasanam. That's what Acharya advises. So in Viveka Chudamani, Shankaracharya writes about 150 and odd verses exclusively for nididhyasanam. In all other Vedantic texts, Nididhyasanam is mentioned in only one line or two, because it is the job to be done by the student. So what can the teacher do? It is like giving a homework. So normally in Vedantic texts, Nididhyasanam is dealt with in one or two shlokas. The uniqueness of Viveka Chudamani is Shankaracharya considers Nididhyasanam as very important, extremely important. So he writes more than 150 shlokas, starting from shloka 254. Up to 415. Therefore, nididhyasanam vidadita. How long? Nityam. One can stop only along with death. Up to that one has to practice. Because otherwise, even if you become a sannyasi, sannyasi ahankara will come. Whether all people do namaskaram to me, do they address me with respect, do I get pada puja and all that thing. Then if shishyas come, then Guru Ahankara will come. I have so many Shishyas. the ahankara is so terrible. In some form or the other, the ultimate ahankara is what? Aham jnani. Because I am not even a jnani. Because jnani is a status I have from the standpoint of my buddhi, my intellect, which is anatma. Buddhi is anatma. Claiming I am a jnani, that is also not true, not correct, because buddhi is anatma. Then who am I? Brahmaiva na brahmavit. The last ahankara is jnani ahankara. I am a jnani is also an ahankara. Since ahankara can come in one form or the other, nididhyasanam is a lifelong process, exercise. Shloka 335. Bahye nishiddhe manasa prasannata mana prasade paramatma darshanam tasmin sudrishte bhava bandhanashaha bahir nirodha padavi vimuktehe. Here Shankaracharya says, really speaking, nididhyasanam is not a job that we have to do at all, because dwelling upon something that we like is natural to the mind. Mind naturally dwells on something which we like. Now, that I am Ananda Swarupaha is something that I like or dislike. Who will dislike that? Vedanta is telling me something which is very, very happy news. While everyone tells me I am a sinner, I am a fool, I am good for nothing and all that, Vedanta says, you are Nityaha, Shuddhaha, Buddhaha, Aparichinnaha, Anantaha, Asangaha, says all glorious words about me. So if a person has done Shravanam and Mananam, he has got the most wonderful topic in the creation. And since the person has to love this, Nididhyasanam is something very natural to the mind. But this natural thing is obstructed because of our preoccupation with the worldly activity. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Nididhyasanam need not be done. You only remove the obstacle too much, which is too much of preoccupation with the vyavaharas in the world. And if you reduce that, which is vyavahara and over preoccupation, if you reduce, Nididhyasanam, you need not have to separately do. It will happen. Like, for example, a river flowing and we build a dam and the dam obstructs the flow. And if the river should flow, what all we should do? We should only remove the obstacle. We need not do anything special to make the water flow. But if the water has to flow up, then we have to pump. We have two jobs, remove the obstacle and also switch on the pump. But when the water has to flow down from the tank, our job is only to remove the obstacle. By the law of gravitation, the water will flow. Similarly, what is the law here? The human mind dwells upon a thing it likes. And Shravanam and Mananam has given me the most enjoyable topic in creation. And if I have time, Nididhyasanam will naturally happen. If it does not happen, then the mind is preoccupied with so many obsessions. And so Acharya says, Bahye Niruddhe. Somehow remove the extra preoccupation, obsession with the world, with the vyavahara. Nirodaha means restrained, restricted. Of what? Bahya. Bahya means the external world, which has entered into my mind. Bahye niruddhe manasaha prasannatha. The mind is free now. Krishna talks about this actually in the 5th chapter of the Gita. Before starting Nididhyasanam, he says, Sparshan kritva bahir bahyan. First thing you do is what? Your mind is cluttered with the whole world. Keep them out. At least become a mental sannyasi for 15 minutes. Then you don't have to do Nididhyasanam. It happens automatically. Because it is a wonderful knowledge you have gathered. It comes naturally to you. So he says, Manasaha prasannat. So mind is relaxed and mind is relieved. And manaha prasade, and when the mind is emptied, paramatma darshanam, the atma jnanam that you have gathered from the teacher, that will be naturally invoked in your mind. So when ahankara is evacuated from your mind, the vacuum will be naturally filled with the atma darshanam, atma jnanam. It is not a new Atma Jnanam, one should be careful, but the Atma Jnanam that I have gathered during Shravanam itself, which was deep inside me. Here Darshanam means Smriti, only in my memory. Recollection of the teaching with that will gush into one's empty mind. And Tasmin Sudrishte, when the Atma Jnanam remains in the mind for a long time, then you get soaked in that. Therefore, what happens? Bhava Bandha Nashaha Bhavati. Because in the light of Vedanta, what you call as a serious problem, that becomes really insignificant. I will take only a couple of minutes. From Ahankara Drishti, every problem is significant. From Atma Drishti, every problem is insignificant. That is what was thought as Satyam becomes, and that becomes Mithya. Whatever was thought as Satyam becomes Mithya. That becomes insignificant. Therefore, Bhava Bandha Nashaha, the bondage of Samsara, that overwhelming problems will become insignificant, all of them. They won't disappear though. We have to remember that. The word Abhi, that is why the word Abhibhava, we saw that word earlier. The flame of a candle has the same amount of light, but when the sun rises, it becomes insignificant in presence of the sunlight. So bring Atma Jnanam sunlight. All your problems, they are all like candles. They don't deserve that much worry at all. Handle the problem, but no need to despair about them. Bhava Bandha Nashaha Bhavati. Therefore, what is the method of Nididhyasanam? You need not do Nididhyasanam at all. Remove only the obstacle for Nididhyasanam, which is what? Which is over-involvement with the world. Therefore, Bahir Nirodaha, getting carried away, getting obsessed, getting lost. So, moderation or dilution of Ahankara. Ahankara is Nirodaha. This is restraining Ahankara. That is the only Padavi. Padavi means Sadhanam. It's the only means for Vimukti. To enjoy the benefit of Vedantic study, you have to do that. There is no alternative. Yo Veda Dausvara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakriti Linasaya Parasamaheshwaraha Sri Krishna Arnam.